Three Forks has been a figure around North Dallas anyway for several decades. And it moved from the Parkway, I guess around COVID, moved up to Plano. But now they're coming back in, down toward Beltline and the tollway down near where they used to be. But they're coming back with an old fixture. Chris Vogley's been there right from the beginning and will open to the new steakhouse in Addison. And he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me there, David.
So you're the chef proprietor. You've been there. So when was it? When did the place open? How long ago was it?
We opened up in August of 1998. So we've celebrated just last August 26 years.
Wow. And, you know, we followed it all along. Of course, Dale Wamstead, I guess, at Gene Street, built the place, and it was enormous. In fact, Wamstead told me one time, sometimes he'd wake up in the middle of the night and say, how am I going to fill that place tomorrow?
Yeah, I think we all did. And, you know, I spent 8 months in construction with Dale. Dale actually was the one that built the whole thing. Gene Street bought it off of Dell in the year 2000. But yes, that was something that we kept on thinking about when we were in construction. And, you know, Dell would move walls to make rooms bigger. And, you know, and next, you know, yes, you're right. It was like, how are we going to fill this place? But for 20 years, we had no problem filling it. I mean, life and business has been good.
Yeah, and now, and I didn't realize it until I went on the website, but there are locations in Austin and Jacksonville. And so now, are there going to be two in North Texas?
Yes, and possibly more in Texas. We are looking in the Austin market some more, San Antonio and Houston. So, you know, we're never stop looking for, you know, the unique and the ideal position to go into with another one. We did have one in Houston. It was, unfortunately, we lost several during COVID time.
But, yeah, there was a lot of that went on. an awful lot of it went on. You know, so we're just coming off the Michelin Awards, and somebody was saying, you know, why was there only one Michelin star restaurant in North Texas? And they said, well, you know, all the restaurants in the Dallas area do well as long as they're steakhouses.
You know, and there's not a lot of steakhouses in that list either. There's more barbecue places than steakhouses, which is kind of interesting. But yeah, it's hard to decipher what they're really looking for or what they're actually. I know they have their criteria and their list, but yeah.
Well, I
hopefully this new place we can impact with on 2026. I don't know.
You have clientele I'm sure that you've had for, you know, two decades or something. But are you a draw from out of town? Who goes to Three Forks?
Oh, gosh, we've been blessed. You know, in the old building, yes, we were a draw because of just its uniqueness, its size. It was like a Texas steakhouse, I guess. And we were, like I said, blessed with out-of-town business clientele for years. You know, something that Dell and I started, or we had the same vision at the beginning back in 1998, you know, not to worry and concern yourself too much with other people. The outside competition, you need to worry about your four walls, who comes in under your roof, hit them with great service, outstanding food, you know, and they hopefully will come back. And it just built and keep things consistent. And it just really, yeah. So Monday through Thursday would be the business clientele's, and then we were then just had the local clientele celebrating, you know, if it was birthdays, anniversaries, you know, promotions, whatever, over the weekend that helped us as well with the local clientele.
So what are you looking for in the new location moving back south? Did you have some pushback when you moved that far north?
Yes, we did. We certainly did because, you know, it got out of people's zone and comfort zones of driving, believe it or not, even though it's only 6 miles up the road, maybe 6.5. But nevertheless, it got people out of their boundaries of where they, you know, like to travel or where they go. But I've definitely, since we have made announcement that we were coming back, I've gotten quite a few texts and phone calls of people saying, can't wait, we'll be there. You'll be back in our rotation of stops. So we're excited of coming to Addison here. It's going to be really good. And it is almost like homecoming, even though it's a little further south. You know, the old location was more in North Dallas, but it was really close to Addison.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, now John Harkey and the Consolidated Restaurant Operation, CRO, owns Three Forks, as I have for a good long while. But you've got other under the umbrella. I would think that this would help, you know, for buying, for getting prices down, you know, maybe for labor, but you got Silver Fox and Cool River and Cantina Laredo, lots of other brands under there.
Yeah, yeah, El Chico and Lucky's, and there's a few others in there as well. And it does, you are correct. We are able to negotiate pricing. Lock in. Unfortunately, the beef markets are not as forgiving as they used to be. I mean, when it comes to locking in, futures just constantly, actually looks like it's leveling out maybe for 2025, but for the last 4 years, it's been really kind of ugly. So, you know, but other things have kind of gotten control and have come down. So we, as we look forward, we, you know, are optimistic.
Yeah. So do you get any, have you seen any, well, I get what they call downcycling or whatever, and you're part of your, I mean, you have a pretty high end clientele, but out there, there are a lot of people who are, you know, probably eating chicken instead of steaks, and they're buying generic cream cheese instead of Philadelphia cream cheese, and they're trying to save money.
Yeah, no. We will not cut any corners, no. The butter, the purest of butters and the best of heavy creams and the finest of, you know, of beef where we have our standards. And we've been buying things out of the Midwest, mainly out of Nebraska and Iowa, you know, southern Illinois, northern Colorado. In that zone there, that's what we started with back, you know, 26 years ago. And we will not falter from that. That's, you know, 28 day wet aging is our criteria. You know, a lot of other places are like, oh, we're good with 20. We're okay. No, we exactly want a little bit more. And of course, there are some costs in that. But
so we were talking about, so you've been around, you know, Three Forks has been around over 25 years. So can you introduce anything new? Or do you, I mean, and can you pull stuff for the menu? Or does your clientele just go up in arms? Have you been around so long?
Well, yes. Well, you know, our signature cream corn that we actually didn't start with, it came in the year probably 2000. And we tried to take that off the menu. There was almost a riot, but that's wholly different hands. You know, when it comes to a steakhouse, it's kind of hard because, you know, a good steak or a great steak is a great steak. You know, you got a great filet, you got a great ribeye, you got a great New York strip. Everything's aged perfectly, seasoned, cooked perfectly. But, you know, it's the side dishes or maybe an appetizer that you can change or, you know, salads or desserts, you know, all those other compliments, or maybe even a topping on a steak or a side accompaniment to a steak, you know, is what you can add. But yeah, it's kind of hard when you only got certain cuts from the cow.
Yeah, good point. And I would think if you throw a, you know, a Cuban sandwich on there, you're probably going to get a lot of fish. All right,
well, so I do enjoy a good Cuban too. For lunch, that's good.
So tell me about that. The new place opens up. Actually, we're supposed to open this year, but it's out. Is it going to be next year?
Yeah, we're looking at February of 2025. So we're only a few months away. Actually, we're looking at about 3 months. At tops, you know, it might be, you know, middle of February, beginning of February, middle of February. Yes. And we're right at the Village on the Parkway in that southeast corner, kind of across the parking lot from that Whole Foods. It's right there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we look forward to coming to see you especially now that you've come back down south again.
Yeah. Chris, kind of exciting.
Yeah. Chris Vogley. He's been there since the beginning of Three Forks and will be at the new location when they open up this winter. It's good to have you with us. We wish you the best.
Well, thank you for your kind words.
Thanks
we
a
appreciate
lot.
That.
Thanks for
thank you, sir.
For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.